Welcome to this How Do I video on automating tests. In this video, I will demonstrate how to convert a manual test into an automated test. Although not required, you are encouraged to review the prior two videos involving Microsoft Test Manager. In addition, it will also be helpful if you have a basic understanding using Visual Studio and .NET, although you needn't be a full-time .NET developer. In other videos in this series, we have focused on the QA professional using Microsoft Test Manager. In this session, we will focus on a slightly different role, that of the automation tester. The primary Microsoft tool for automation testers is Microsoft's Visual Studio 2010 Premium or Ultimate Edition. I am starting this demonstration in Visual Studio. All automation testing tools in Visual Studio are hosted in test projects. So I will create a test project. Test projects can occur either in Visual C Sharp or in Visual Basic, which I will use for this test. You of course must give them a name, and I recommend adding them to source control, especially for automated build, deployment, and automated test scenarios. By default, Visual Studio adds a unit test to these projects, which I do not need for this demonstration, so I will delete it. And instead, I will add a coded UI test. I'll name this test consistent with the requirements I'm testing, and then add individual test method inside of it. There are two ways to actually generate code for coded UI tests, either manually using the coded UI test builder, and we'll demonstrate that later on as a maintenance activity, or by importing from a test case, which is what we will do. In this case, I will use a test case that was used in a previous demonstration. Notice that many of the test cases have the red circle next to them. Those show that they do not have associated action recordings. Action recordings, the same ones used for fast forward for manual testing, are required to do this import. When I am done with the import, I will get a generic name for the test method that will actually be used to run the test. I'm going to rename that to verify valid search criteria. You'll notice in here a series of individual steps, and these steps mirror the steps I had in my manual test case. I can run this by simply right-clicking and saying Run Tests, and it will automatically bring up the browser, enter the zip information, click the Find button, but there is one critical piece of information missing. It does not do any validation, so I do not know that I actually got the right results back. Instead, I will add that manually. But to do that, I am going to comment out the last step and run the browser, run the test to that point. And the reason I want to do that is that I want to have the browser in a known state that I can use to generate the validation code. So now the test is complete and the browser has not been closed, and it has the results that I need to actually verify success. So I will use the coded UI test builder to add the verification logic. To do that, I right-click in the code, select Generate Code for Coded UI Test, and use Coded UI Test Builder. This will bring up a small window docked in the lower right-hand side of Visual Studio that allows me to record new steps, to view the recorded steps, or, as I will now, to add assertions. So I can drag the crosshairs to a control, release it, and it will show me the properties available for that control. I wish to verify that the help text for this specific image is Tailspin Barbecue. So I will add an assertion to say that I expect the first image is equal to Tailspin. And then, since I need other verifications as well, I will repeat the process for the other two images. When I have added all of the assertions that I need, I can generate code, and I will call it assert 3, assert 3 restaurants. And now I'm done with the coded UI test builder, so I will close it, and I will close my web browser. And notice now I have a new assert 3 restaurants inside my coded UI test. Now, if you're a developer, you may look at this and say, where is the code behind this? There is a complete .NET API and object model that allows you to automate user interfaces from WPF to Silverlight, Firefox to Internet Explorer, Windows Forms, and many other common technologies on the Windows platform. They are actually capturing the steps and the individual controls in this UI test map, which I can double-click on, and you can see all the things that I have recorded. As a developer, if you wish to take manual control of this code, you can easily move this code into your own code segment and then program it at the underlying level and not just at the superficial level represented by these tests. Now that I've actually generated this and I have the assert 3 restaurants, I can actually run this test again. This time I will run it using a different window. Test, Windows, Test View, and I can see my test is right there. I will run that test, and it should look identical to what I've seen before, except this time it will have performed the validation that the 3 restaurants actually do exist. And so we see it did effectively pass. Now the last step of this is to actually close the loop and associate the original test case with this automated test. To do that, from within the test view, I right-click and say that I wish to associate this test to a test case. This can be done for any type of automated test in Visual Studio. Once again, I have the ability to locate the test case in question, select it, and then say OK to associate it. What has actually happened in the test case work item is this work item is now marked as automated and has associated automation to it, tying back to the source code, or actually the results of the source code, in this Visual Studio project. This concludes our demonstration of automating tests using Visual Studio. In this session, we demonstrated how Visual Studio test projects, coded UI tests, how to use the coded UI test builder, and how to associate test cases with automated tests. We have one additional How Do I video in this series on monitoring quality.